Good morning. It's good to be here. And I really enjoyed the song service this morning. And I guess that doesn't work. So, all right. It's fine. The old devil just trying to get at it, right? Okay. Anyway, again, good morning. It's good to be here. It's good to see everyone here. Like I said, again, I really appreciate the song service, especially that last song. You know, we need to be praising the Lord. That is our job. We need to be praising God. And as we heard in the prayer, I appreciate the prayer so much. We need to be spreading this word out. We need to be telling everyone we can. Brothers and sisters, this is the good word. This is the good news of the gospel. What better message do we have than salvation by Jesus Christ? There's none better. But if we are to praise God, if we are to spread His word, if we are to tell people about it, brothers and sisters, we need to have the right mindset. We need to have the right heart. Our heart and mind needs to be in that right place. It's just like our health. You know, you want to eat right. You want to take care of yourself. You know, if you're sick, you want to go to the doctor and get that good health. Brothers and sisters, how is our spiritual health? How is that inner man? How is that new creature in Christ that Christ has granted us? That new life we have, how is it? How's the pulse on it? Is it growing? Is it being renewed day by day? Are we reading His Word? Are we searching after Him? Brothers and sisters, or is it falling behind? Is it starving in a corner? Are we not feeding the inner man? One of them has to be better than the other. The outward man, if we're seeking after the lust of the world, if we're seeking after those things, it's going to be fed. And the inner man will perish. Not perish, but it'll be diminished. If you will, turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Paul would state, "Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves? How that Jesus Christ in you, except ye be reprobates." Paul would say, examine yourselves. Brothers and sisters, like I was saying earlier about your good health, you go to the doctor to get a checkup, don't you? Brothers and sisters, we need to be doing a checkup on our spiritual life every day. Examine ourselves. Check our heart, especially each and every time we approach the Word of God. Each and every time we adorn these doors, we come to worship Him. We need to be examining ourselves first. Am I in the right mindset? Am I here to praise God? Brothers and sisters, that's the reason we're here. We need to be praising His name. And if we have an opportunity, we need to be spreading His word. If we have an opportunity to tell someone, tell them. Tell them about the good word. Tell them about what Christ has done for you. Amen. Brothers and sisters, He has done wondrous things for us. If nothing else, He has redeemed us. He has saved us eternally. We will be with Him forever. Brothers and sisters, that in itself, it is enough. But He doesn't stop there. He daily loadeth us with benefits. Brothers and sisters, don't we get benefits from the rain, sunshine, the air we breathe, not to mention the country that we live in, the freedoms that we enjoy. Brothers and sisters, we are blessed. We are blessed beyond measure. And He deserves the praise. But Paul would say, examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Well, we know that we are saved by grace. We know we're children of God. But examine our heart each and every day. How much time have we spent in His service today? I know it's not even 12 yet. It's not even half over. But have we spent time in His service today? Well, we had a wonderful opportunity earlier when we were singing praises to His name. That is our time that we can all participate. Now, brothers and sisters, we don't have to just participate in church. Each and every day we wake, we can read His Word. We can go to the Lord in prayer. You know, we have that advocate with the Father. We have that direct access. We can pray to Him and spend some time with Him each and every day, no matter our circumstances, no matter where you are. You can be in a crowded room. Just close your eyes and spend a little sweet time with God. Brothers and sisters, it's available to us. Are we availing ourselves to it? That's why He said we need to examine ourselves. Check our heart. See if we're in the faith. See if we're doing right that day. See if my heart is in the right place. See if my mind is on godly things and not things of the earth. You know, in the parable of the sower, we have those different types of soils and everything. We have the wayside, that really hard and worn down path. Well, the seed that's being sown is the Word of God. And the Word of God is being sown. How is our heart ready to receive it? If our heart is like the wayside, brother and sister, it's just going to sit there and bounce, and then the fowls of the earth and the devil's going to come and snatch it away. We're not going to receive any benefit from it. If our heart is stony and hard, maybe one time it was touched and tender, but we have allowed it to get hard. We've allowed it to get stony. Brothers and sisters, we're not going to have that good fruit being brought forth because the roots have nothing to hold on to. There's no moisture. There's nothing to be grown. And just like with the thorns, brothers and sisters, those thorns we have, troubles and the cares of the world. I've said it before, but I'll say it again. Have you ever had to go searching for troubles? No. Troubles find you. Troubles have definitely found me. Brothers and sisters, those are the weeds that grow up and the thorns that grow up around us. But we need to be laying hold to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We need to have that heart. We need to have that heart as that good ground, that tilled ground, that prepared soil. We need to examine ourselves to see if we be in the faith. We need to be having that heart ready to receive that word. If we do have the cares and the troubles in the world, Lord said, take your troubles and lay them to me. Give them to the Lord. All the labor and heavy laden, come to Him. I will find rest. I didn't get that quite right. I'm sorry. I apologize. But if we're labored, brother and sister, if we're heavy laden, we can take it to Him. Take your burdens to the Lord. Like that song we have, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Yeah. Leave them there. But we need to be checking our heart. We need to be checking our mind. And again, like I said, about the soil that has the thorns and the weeds and whatnot. Brother and sisters, if we have the cares and the troubles of this world, hey, we need to be weeding the garden. We need to be pulling the weeds. Get them out of there. Especially when we're here wanting to receive the word. We need to push the vain and perishable things of this world aside for a little while. That should be our prayer to God each and every time we come to church. Each and every time we read His word. Lord, please help me to just push these things out. And let me focus on You.
There you go.
Examine ourselves. We need to be filling our life with good things. We need to be filling our lives with the good things of Christ, the good things of God. We need to be surrounding ourselves with good godly people. You know that verse, evil communications corrupt good manners?
Absolutely.
It's a faithful saying. It's the Word of God. Brothers and sisters, I know we have lives that we have to live. We have jobs that we have to go to. And a lot of times you don't get to choose who you work with. You don't get to choose who you run into in the life, you know, grocery store, wherever you're at, you don't get to choose who you run into sometimes or who you have to interact with. Brothers and sisters, if we are in the right mindset, if we have that heart that's touched and tender, if the Lord is with us, brothers and sisters, we can have the right prayerful mind to face these things. Like in Ephesians 6, when he says the armor of God, if we put on the armor each and every day, and that's the big part of the message. Put it on. It's not going to do us any good if it's sitting over in the corner. We need to be putting it on. God has given us that to help throughout the day. But we need to be checking ourselves. Do it like a self-checkup each and every day. When we wake up, you know, Lord said, Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Doesn't that sound like there's a priority on that? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Brothers and sisters, if we have the right mindset, if our heart is touched and tendered towards God, we're going to be wanting to do that. We're going to be wanting to seek after Him. Because that new creature that's in Christ, the Spirit that He has given us, the Holy Spirit He has given us, brothers and sisters, it rejoices when we hear the Word. It rejoices, and it'll witness to us when we hear truth. Brothers and sisters, we need to know truth. We need to be studying the truth. We need to be availing ourselves to it more and more. And let that inner man rejoice when it hears. Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, in the interest of time, let's go to verse 14. 2 Corinthians 4, 14. Knowing that He which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Brothers and sisters, even though this outward man is being perished, it's going to perish. We're getting older. It's fading. Brothers and sisters, because we read the Word, because the Lord, He is a risen Savior. Brothers and sisters, the inward man, that new creature in Christ, can be renewed day by day. Doesn't matter if you're 150 years old, that inner man can be just as vibrant as the first day. The new man, the new creature in Christ can be renewed day by day. But how is that spiritual life? How much are we availing ourselves to the Word? If we're lacking, if we're leaving this off, brothers and sisters, that new man, that new creature in Christ, we're going to be thirsting and hungering after righteousness. I wish, Lord, I wish my appetite for the things of God would grow stronger and stronger. When I leave it off, I wish I'd hunger more and more. My brothers and sisters, it doesn't work that way. We start to lose our appetite. We start to lose that zeal for God's Word. We start to leave things off. And then we start allowing the cares in the world to start creeping in. Then our heart will start to get hardened. Brothers and sisters, we need to be renewed day by day. We need to follow after Christ. We need to read His Word, avail ourselves to it, redeem the time we have. Like I said, tend that garden, plow that field, get that soil prepared so when the seed is being spread, when the seed is being sown, brothers and sisters, it finds a lodging place. And we can take this Word and use it. Let that light shine. The Lord has granted us with the light. Let it shine out. And because we have that heart and we receive the Word, that new man is renewed, brothers and sisters, then we can praise God the best we can. Brothers and sisters, I know we won't be able to praise Him the way we should this side of glory. But brothers and sisters, while we're here, while we're in fleshly form, we need to be doing the best we can. We need to be having that checkup each and every time. How that spiritual life, brothers and sisters, we need to renew a new man each and every day. Let's go to chapter 5 real quick. Just jot down chapter 5, verse 14. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that He died for all, that they might which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto Him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Brothers and sisters, if we know we're that new creature in Christ, and he says, if he has died for us, we're not to live for ourselves. We're to live for him. He died for us. We should live for him. And the best way we can live for him is to serve him. Praise him, having that heart that is ready to receive his word. Having that heart that is wanting to praise God. And Colossians chapter 3 says, set your affections on things above. You know, as many times as I've said it, I should be able to quote it by now. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. That's where our focus should be. Our focus should be on Christ. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. We need to be doing it early in the day so we can get this mind, and get this heart, get it ready for the day. Get ready to face the day. Brothers and sisters, like I said, the cares of the world, they're going to find you. And the devil, he's going to find you. We need to be ready for it. The Lord has given us stuff to battle it. Heard a wonderful message last weekend about how we have things to combat the devil with. How the Lord has granted us with stuff to use. But it doesn't do us a bit of good if we don't avail ourselves to it. It's the main message. Brothers and sisters, read the word. Have that heart that is ready. Those hearing ears that are wanting to hear the word of God. So when that heart is tendered, it has a lodging place. Brothers and sisters, that new man is renewed and we're ready to face the day. Come what may, we're ready to face the day. Brothers and sisters, like we said earlier, how we want to spread the word of God, letting that light shine. We should be praising God. We have to have the right mindset. We have to have the right heart. So examine ourselves. See if we be in the faith. And just make it personal. We need to be doing that on a day-to-day basis. How is my life? How much time have I spent in his service? Or how much time have I wasted? I'm guilty. Brothers and sisters, I'm confessing, I'm guilty. I waste too much time. But I don't want to. But it's a constant struggle. The sin nature that is with me. It's always going to be around until my change comes. But brothers and sisters, we need to, while we have the time, while we're here, let's be letting our light shine. Let's praise God with all our heart, with that good heart. When our heart and mind is in the right place, we'll have acceptable praise unto him. Brothers and sisters, we need to be doing our spiritual checkup. How's that new man? How's that new creature in Christ? We need to be renewing it every day. We're searching after the word of God and praying and seeking his face early. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We need to be looking to him. That's our main focus. Putting a priority on it. And brothers and sisters, when we do that, we'll be in the better front mind frame, better heart to serve God. Thank you so much. May the Lord bless you.